Okay, now good fach, everybody. We're holding here in the Sugat Torah on page 686. We did the first two pieces last year, and now we're looking at a piece of the Chinuch about Avelus. This is two different. So, okay, Mishrasha Mitzvah, Machsafti Pam Harv Mitzvah Kodemus. So, what's the point of Avelus? What all the things we do in Avelus? What are we doing over here? So he says, "Ki adam nifak yupolosav sheyaseh." A person is affected by what he does. "Ki miyoyse balachoyme lo yespayel ledava bekoyach at sheyoytzi yana makoyach lapoyel." This is the famous sefer chinuch. Time and again, nothing theoretical affects a person like something lemaisa. A person, unless a person actually does something, it doesn't have an effect. So words don't really affect a person. And therefore, he must do an act which will be more something. If let's say a person that somebody normally loves is close enough of a relative that you love them, the Torah forces him to focus on the Tsar. And that's when he realizes it's because of wrongdoing. So the first thing the Chinuch says is, it is something which gives a person a sense of, you know, that Mavis, and the truth is, in the big picture, Misa was Nigzad Elam because of Chet, you know, in Misa B'lei Chet, and so on. It's all part of that world. When a person thinks about it, and when a person he's misbinding in it, he does tshuva and he fixes meisim. There's an article a few days ago in the it's in Washington Post. It's called "Putting the Fun Back into Funeral," FUNEARL. That the new derech haolam is, you know, if you ever gone to funerals, they're kind of these sad, difficult affairs. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take a funeral where you have fun? So the new mahalach is to be able to enjoy yourself. I guess the different shittas in these inyanim. I now understand the isel le'sechel adam zifchi. The person can sit and, you know, on somebody else's dead body and fress or do who knows what. Al kapanim. V'hinei matzonim ze b'mitzvah se'ibol telus rabnei adam. The koyfrim, the bad people, they have a different approach. The toilet death on, you know, that's life, you know, it's a normal phenomenon. They associate human death with animal death. And their shita is that if anybody is misable, deserves to be burnt. So obviously people get sick and die, and the technical occurrence of death is associated with biological phenomena. But the question is, Adam should have been mufka from Misa. And that's, you know, Adam wasn't supposed to die. It's because we brought the world of Chet into being that we die and there's a Misa. And that's what we need to do, something which is a sort of, what's the right word for it? A reminder, and it's a time for a person being misbited and being shoved. Okay, the next one is a chinuch where he speaks about the Kohen Gadol why in the world is he not misabel? This is something where normally there's an inyan of avelus because it helps a person, and he says, the musig of misa, the chinuch says that bechi is something that a person needs to. This is on the first page, the first chinuch over here. He says be'emes misas is something that mishos Hashem shu misrachik, except for kravim, because the Torah didn't want to be mitzayah them because they feel, you know, they're terribly in pain and crying and spilling out just feelings is therapeutic. So it's a need. So he's bothered by a question. Okay, so why is the Kohen Gadol lo menigar the Kohen Gadol? Mishrasa mitzvah k'shavti mayel b'mitzvah l'sasei b'seida zeh. She'inyen hatuma roya sachim ha'kohanim she'em k'toishim oisim malachas Hashem tamid. That be'emes tuma is something kohanim should stay away from in general. He also had said before, he doesn't say this line, but this is what he's referring to, that the Torah did not want to deny a person the minimal human needs of avelus. The koyin agodl hanivdal lias kodesh kadoshim im hi yoisei bal guf tish nafshoi tish kontamid b'seich hamishasam yoinim. So even though he's a physical being, but his nefesh is already in Shemayim. Valkein loy tochus atoyro olav lahatoy tuma loylam. The Torah did not feel it a need to be matat tuma vafil becraving when Yochanan had yodesh kosata maila. The chas rachman alay shishpuch nafshim beis hameis kiecham vaval krevehem. Ma she'ene came a koin godl ki meroiv dveikus nafshim lemaila yispashed legamit tev neish, because he's so dovek lemala, he's totally beyond the tev of neish. But yashkiach min libo kol eiskol mhaza nifsat, he doesn't care about things that happen in this world. Val chevras akarab leisivke nafshoi, he's not misabel on a close friend, on a relative, because kikvah hu nifrad men badenu v'chaim, even when he was living, he already was in a different world and so on. So I want to use this. I want to use the point that he mentions and talk a little bit about it. Lemaisa, what he's saying is there's a double standard. I think it's important to know it. We read Lemaisa's stories about the Vilna Goyen. His sister came. She hadn't seen him in knows how long. He said hello, and then he said, "You know, time is too short, and we'll meet the next world," so on and so forth. And it's these are one of the stories that give us a certain sense of the godless of the Goyen. If anybody of us were to do something like that, he deserves to be roundly, oiskimusit, and tell the person he's a Rasha Marusha, and so on. So, Manishtok, is it the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? So the emes is the yisoid and sheirush of this parasha, this inyan, is a parasha in the Torah. A person is mechuyev to get married. A person is mechuyev to stay married. A person is mechuyev to conduct domestic affairs. Moshe Rabbeinu did not do so. And Miriam and Aaron had a very strong taina. I don't understand. It's a chiv that a person be engaged in owner, that he lives up his obligations to his wife, etc., etc. Where are you? And the answer was, Moshe is different because he's in a different mitzias. Like the Rambam says that he was dovak netzur elamim and so on and so forth. So there are certain hanhagis that are appropriate mitzad etzem pshat in hanhaga. They are appropriate to different people. And depending on the mitzias in which the person lives, it's either appropriate or not appropriate. Benazai not getting married. Is it appropriate or not? There's a chiyuv. So it's hard. Halacha, it's not so posh at how we understand what's the exception. If somebody, but the answer is, but eich shelo yeh, unless the person is a benazai, he doesn't have that heta. A person can't say, well, a person cannot make the following statement. From there, I learn that a person who's sitting and learning doesn't have to be married. That's not true. The Gemara says, that they don't depart from tefillah because they learn. It has to be a certain darga where you say the person is mufka. So a kain gadol, the Torah singled out a kain gadol for a different world. A kain gadol is expected to be somebody in such a darga where he is mufka. To him, it really makes no difference, this world and the other world. All the mashalim about, you know, death is simply like somebody going on a journey and so on. It depends where you are and who you are. If that's the world you're living, that's the reality you're living, then it's true. If not, you have dini avelus. And the chiv to express real tsar on people close to is emes. It's real. So all the anhagis, whenever we write in books anhagis of big people that are beyond normal anhagis, they should be understood for what it is. That there are people, like the Rambam says, that they were Dovik and Surat Lamim, and they're beyond. That anhaga, if anyone has a suffix whether he's there or not, I assure you the answer is no. The odds against being there are, you know, a million to one, and it's a chad bedorah, if that. So the type of anhagas that are extraordinary, and they imply that the person is a different world, it's the same thing is true with all the stories about bitachin. The stories about bitachin of people living in a way that's shalok derech hateva, extraordinary, are muta only for people that are holding there. And if there's any suffering in a person's mind, then he's not holding there. To talk yourself into it that you are, what you can learn from the story is, the right thing to learn from a story like that is, that it's possible that a person should reach a darga like that. And Ashreinu, that there were people in Klal Yisrael who reached different dargas of, you know, of extraordinary dveikus like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and were mufka. But they're in no way meant to be something which is shaykh to people. And this is the Chinuch says it out clearly. The parsha in the Torah about Aaron and Moshe and Miriam, that's the teichin of the parsha, basically. Okay. The next one is also a chinuch on the mitzvah psula kain gadol. Why is the kain gadol mitzvah on a psula? What's the new psula? Mishosha mitzvah. Lefi sha'ika ha'toiv sheba adam u'sheel le'machshav ha'tahoyer nekiyas, tahar nekiyas, ke'ach ha'machshav si'moshach ma'isa gufas. So Tairas HaMachshava is important because a person does based on what his Machshava is. Alkein Royal Mishoras Hagodli Dobek Bi Isha Shekova Machshavta Bi Ish Acha Zolosi Boy Shukoyish Kadoshim. Umetoyich Kach Yia Zera Shitma Shemimena Torbenok Royal Boy Kedusha. A girl that was that lived with somebody before. Anyone who had a kesher with another man, there's some sort of gam machshava. The Gemara says that, you know, when you have a garish bang, a grusha, you have 4 days b'mita. B'cholayf, the person still has feelings, memories, etc., etc. V'shema toima umiya dem gam psula kol machshavti yishach zolasi b'yilosim achah. If you talk about tayas machshava, there's no end to it. So who says the psula tzaddika? Hatshuva b'ze shekolzman sheyotza machshavta min hakoyach lapoyel ein nifsalas. There's a difference between a machshava that's a fantasy or fantasy that is that sort of ruminates over an experience. Al kolzman shenivola nifsala. Ba'al b'sham chazal livrochet mishetivga asuralov that by Geras is also asa. Ha'inyan hu demikim shigdolo kol kach. So he gives an answer that there's some sort of element, some sort of nekuda of, because she's ro'i for B and so on and so forth, the machshava that she has more intense and so on. V'chem ezeh tamam gan keshen mis'almam ne'irisim v'l'boyda k'tan asur l'koyen. The mekim shas v'maisa k'tushin k'var kova machshavta b'ish'achem d'ech maisa irisim v'nifsula. The maisa poesa v'l'o b'katnus machshav b'gadnus. And almost the nivel shkadak, gan ki psula shkonas v'maisa and so on. V'chem o'm mukas eitzis psula, but tam l'fi adoyim, but v'sh'ena k'vaz v'machshavta ha'be k'oyen godl, the kim shenev d'psula and ekresis bris chazak lo'el me'ish, and it's lacking some of the kesha. So all of these different inyanim are because we want that the zivuk of a kohen gadol should be as shalom as possible. The exclusivity, the machshav and the das only for the kohen is what's needed. Okay, let's see another piece. There are a lot of mitzvahs here and a lot of chinuch over here telling us time and mitzvahs. The next one is about mum. Why is a mum possible? Mishosha mitzvah lefisha roiv pulos pe adam ritzuyas alevra em lefichashibus oisehem. People are affected by externalities. And when I see somebody presenting something and the person himself is presentable, person himself is handsome, etc., so it makes a good impression. If the person has a chain to himself, whatever he does will please people and they'll learn from it. So the person, let's say his chitzonis is not good, and even if he's a good person, so just like the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash needed to be very, very striking and to be a Latzara Yosef Tov, most expensive stuff, so on and so forth, people are affected by the Kli and so on. And therefore, the Kohen also had to be minimally presentable. And if there's a mum, it's something that people sort of, it takes away from accepting the person's message. This, by the way, is the inyan of Yoifi that you find in the Torah about Rachel Zifas Toar and so on. The mile of the Yoifi, when Yoifi comes independent of the content, then it's Shekachem Vehevla Yoifi. When it comes to complement or to accentuate the toiv, so Marshall, imagine a person gives three cases. A person buys his wife a present, a ring that's worth, I don't know, $100, and it's wrapped in the fanciest wrappings. That's a real disappointment. A person gives his wife a diamond ring, but he gives it in an old little brown lunch bag. So it detracts. The diamond ring is worth tens of thousands of dollars, but it came in a crumpled paper bag. It's not nice. When you present it in a nice box, an appropriate box, then it comes across well. So it's important that anything in Kedusha that we want should convey a message needs to have the mile of Yoifi. It's benogea how the thing looks. It's benogea the words you use. Divrei Torah need to be eloquent. If a person presents Divrei Torah in a way that is sort of the words are clumsy and everything about it is inelegant, then it detracts from it. So even if the message is true, people are turned off by it. So it is important. I think what's over the Vartan, I heard this from Rav Goldwicht, Shem de Briskerov. It says, Dvash v'cholov tach z'sheinich, imarivim advarim k'dvash emoyer oysam, v'imlav kofshim tach z'sheinich. So it says that if the divinatory that you're saying are sweet as honey, speak them. If not, keep them to yourself. So Briskerov asked, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that it's emes, what do I care whether it's sweet or not? If it's sheker, then what do I care if it's sweet? I still shouldn't say it. So what are we talking about? So the Rav said, we're talking about, obviously, Divrei Emes, but Kvoida Shel Torah is Mechayev, that the Lashon be something where people accept it. If you say it in a way that people have a hard time relating to it, seriously, then you're being mezalz in the Torah by presenting it in an ugly fashion. And then he says something else also. There's something about a positive image itself that helps a person think about perfection, about good. So basically, his point is we don't want to distract the person from the message, and if there's anything there that will serve to distract him, we don't want it. Barbanel says a similar nekuda. Lachein ami yisala lemoisha sheyivaya v'yifarish la'aron ki boya bezar bochalav lo shosay ach bitnai shle oivid balmum ki habalmum lo yikra blaktech malachov ki uchilul kvoid hashchina. There's something there about the koyin. Yan ki kol aroyim es hakoyin b'avodos v'balmum. When the people spot the koyin, and he's a balmum, yispalu b'dimyoinam v'yisavu avodahi. It will create a distaste for whatever the person is doing. V'zeo g'nai mefors v'fil b'asadam koshim salat. It's a g'nai people. People would not have, in a presentation, in a royal presentation, you wouldn't have somebody whose mara is doiche, pushes people away. So certainly it would be a chilul Hashem to do with that. Okay, the next one is again a chinuch. This is a chinuch that touches on a famous topic. It says, Shoyer is so isas mele shizchut to be a mechot. Mishros ha mitzvah, she yitein ha'odem al liboi, ke ashkochas Hashem baruch hu kol mine balachayim bichlal. V'mashkochos alem yiskayim al oilom, So he says over here that the reason for Oisus Benoi is, it would be something which is, it goes against the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you kill it and it's Benoi, it's in a sense, it symbolizes destroying a race. In other words, it's like a tree. If you cut the tree with the root that produces the next batch, you're sort of cutting out the entire Metzias of it. And therefore, here also, when you're shechting an animal with Benoi, it's a similar type of maisa. I want to, so, you know, it's not the only place he speaks about Ashkocha Pratis, Ashkocha Klolis, and back and forth. I just want to point out a lot of the issues with the word Hashkocha is because I believe people don't understand that the word Hashkocha has different meanings, different shining. What does he say over here? The word Hashkocha means not a Kodesh Baruch Hu looking, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu maneuvering. His Hashkocha, if we ask ourselves where a Kodesh Baruch Hu is moving the world towards a certain Tachlis. The Tachlis, what's the direction that is moving people and direction of Baal HaChayim? So the answer is in Baal HaChayim, the direction is the kiyum of the minim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what it takes to do so that cows always remain and sheep always remain. Whatever level we describe a species, that's what Hashkocha is. So the Hashkocha is that there'll always be, just like the Pasuk says, Lo Yishboisu, Yoyim and Laila and Koyerev and Kayetz. The basic mine Baal HaChayim is chal on it, aloyish boisu. So that's the hashkocha is. So if a person sits down and he's misboinen. How come there was this event happened? One appropriate understanding might be to save the cows of the world, or the bees of the world, or whatever. It's an appropriate appraisal of the situation. If a person says this whole thing happened so that Bessie the cow, who's a tzaddikus, remains alive and good, then the person has it wrong. There is no a discernible, even if Bessie the cow is miraculously saved, the reason has to do with cow dumb, not with Bessie the cow. When we look at people, we're obligated to understand Hashgacha, to preserve each person and to get him to Shlemus. So the events that happen to a person, he needs to try to understand it, or he may be able to understand it as something that is a tachlis for himself. I'm a neshama. There's a tachlis just for my existence, and all of the travails of life are there to bring that neshama to its tachlis, its tikkun, whatever language you want to use. In a cow, it's not like that. In a cow, there is no mahalach, mitzadarke, mishpat, or anything like it, why a particular cow is saved. A particular cow is saved because cows have to be saved. And this cow, in this particular location, is the one that worked the best. I don't know, you know, whatever it is. So Hashkoch, so someone says, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's happening and will happen. Yes. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do all the events happen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I think it's a nonsense question. You know, does gravity pull things down? HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time says go down. I don't stand like the Nafkamina. I don't stand the lums there. Whatever it is, that's not relevant. What is relevant is Hashkocha means we have to sit back and ask ourselves, La'ana Toholech, where are things going to? So a person should be introspecting his own life and say to himself, let's look at the life I've lived and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meaning to and move it towards. And a person is also allowed to and obligated to look at the world, how the world continues to be. How all the essential meaning in the world have stayed. It's hard. There's a caveat because we don't know exactly what the word min is. Are buffaloes and cows the same min? You know, I mean, scientists have many, many different dargas of what they consider a min, a species. So, you know, obviously everybody understands that white spotted owls or regular spotted owls is not a difference. There's no hashgacha to preserve dafke this type. But which birds are all subsumed under one type? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, and that's that. But I'll go upon him. This is one of the places where the Chinuch says that Hashgacha is under Kvalius. And then he says the second reason, Akash Baruch wants to be Kaveya Chemla. And this is something very, very cruel about this. In other words, So even though there's a heter for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to partake of Balei Chayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to limit us the level of tsar, and there's a certain tsar when an animal and its offspring die one day, are killed one day. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Okay, good fach.
Can I ask one question that's related to that?
Yeah.
It's only tangential, but today, let's say there's a Save the Whale movement and things like that, whatever there are. So my understanding when my children asked me about this was that they take it out of proportion, but the idea, meaning coming from right here, is that Save the Whales or whatever there is to save is emes, just they're way out of proportion, and the amount of money and time, et cetera, spent is obviously ridiculous. Is that correct or incorrect?
So I would say, I we don't have a cheshbon. In other words, the part of the argument I think is correct is to be mechal kedrocha b'mishpat. Using the world in a wasteful way of just destructiveness is wrong. Midas hashchasa. So it is part of general responsibility that we use the things in this world in a responsible way. So not to throw plastics and this and that. That I think is just like a child who's not careful with his clothes. That there's a chisaron in that, and that's why for that it's appropriate. But the musik of saving the whales, once you have that type of thing, that I think is a bad thing. What you want to say is, don't waste the world Hashem gave us. You know, it says that if you use food for people, for animals, Mara says it's wrong, Martinus. It's Mara Kimi that is, I think, Kaifiloshin in the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us gifts. Don't use it so callously. So using our resources wisely is part of the general, what the Rambam calls, Mechalka Bracha B'Mishpat. But that we have to save the whale. You know, the Torah gave us specific things, what we can't do. But anything else than that, I don't know. So that's why I would rather say not to be wasteful and to just kind of derech hashchasa. That is 100% right.
No, the ending of Yofi, we have the Gemara Kindness that talks about the Gemara was that was mechur that
it's good that if he would have been more mechur, it would have been even bigger. Right. So I think it means, Klapit, a person himself, if he needs wasting time to sort of look good, he's conscious about himself, that detracts from his personal Torah. But in terms of making him, in terms of his craft being mashpia, that it definitely is totally in his appearance. If the person has a charisma and whatever it takes, person should mashpia more. So the Gemara is talking about a person whose only life is Torah and so on. And so mitzad his own personal learning, it's la'elo la'elo. But mitzad the person being a mashpia, and I think that's what he says over here.
So is the Rosh Yeshiva saying that what we learned about the need for aesthetics by the Beis Hamikdash, we could apply it to other areas?
It certainly could apply to other areas, but you always have to be worried about the proportion. Is the proportion, it's like advertising. If the box is much nicer than the content, there's an element of sheker and hevel to it. If it fits it, then this is ideal. Rachel is singled out for Yofi because, and Yosef, because she was able to take the content and present it with the appropriate Yofi.
But why was it a chiyuv by the Beis HaMikdash? Is it because it was for the Hamaynam?
The Beis HaMikdash is the place where we get hashpar from the Mala. We come to Beis HaMikdash to bask in that. And if it looks like a shtibul, then it's not always very, very, my throat's good. If it looks kind of shtibul, Dick, it's lacking in that, and lacking that decor. It's very interesting. There was a bach in Eish HaTorah who was a very fine boy. He'd been there a few months, very fine. He was learning nicely and behaving really well. But his idea of dressing appropriately was sneakers, a bekesha, and sunglasses. And whatever it was, they could make it. They asked Rav Noach. And Noach said to give an ultimatum that if he doesn't change the bush, out. So whoever does ask from Noach, I don't understand why. Like, I mean, he's not doing anything wrong and he's good, so why? I mean, Noach said, somebody walks in off the street. He has 15 minutes to decide whether he wants to try it out or not. He said, the arguments are not happening. The person looks around. So the arguments, there are arguments and everything good, but he looks around. If the place looks nuts, then he's not staying here. In other words, so he said this guy's a raidif. He's not allowing somebody else in his car. So if the place looks normal, people look put together, then you might hear the arguments. But if the place looks whacked out, it's whacked out. You know, it's a real tain. It's a... Okay, the Seder Gemur. Good fach.